you were asked to explain in a brief word or two how one could become a Christian, how would you answer the question? To what scripture would you turn? Now, I know that you believe that the Word of God, the Bible, is the Word of God, and there are so many passages in the New Testament that explain and answer the question, but I'm asking again, to which passage would you turn? If that question were thrust back at me, I think my answer would be John 1, 11, 12, and 13. I think that these passages or these verses explain God's way of salvation about as clearly as anything we'll find anywhere in the New Testament. John 1 and 11 states a fact. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That is, that the Lord Jesus Christ came into his own world, he came into his own creation, and he was refused. The next verse says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the right, the privilege, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Now, this is the positive side of it. And sometimes it helps to glance at the negative side, for that enhances the positive. In verse 13, it tells us how we do not become Christians. It says that we're not born again by blood. What does that mean? It simply means that while we inherit many, many qualities from our parents, our dispositions, our features, our abilities, and so on, we do not inherit salvation. Salvation is not by heredity. That is, my father was a Christian. That does not ensure my being a Christian. My mother was a real believer. That does not ensure that I shall be a born-again child of God, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:13 says that we're made Christians not by blood or by heredity. Then, it also says in that same verse, nor is it by the will of the flesh. That is, it isn't by self-effort. Supposing I made up my mind that I was going to become president of this great country. Would that ensure my being in the White House eventually? Indeed, it would not. No. Just as I cannot determine what I shall be, I cannot by my own self-effort or self-determination become a Christian. It's not by something that I do or say or give. It's not by the will of the flesh. Then it also says in John 1:13 that men are made Christians not by the will of man. This is again negative, you see. It's not by the will of man. What does that mean? It's not by submitting to some religious formula that comes through human sources. You see, it's not by submitting to religious ceremony. I don't become a Christian by submitting to certain church ordinances, whether it be church membership or baptism or what have you. It's not by blood, that is heredity. It's not by the will of the flesh, that is self-effort. Nor is it by the will of man, that is submitting to human ordinances and formulae. But then, on the other hand, how do I become a Christian? Listen to verse 12 again. As many as receive him. To as many as receive him. To receive him. Whom? Christ. Why, sure, the Son of God. Notice it doesn't say as many as receive it. Salvation is not getting religion. Salvation is not receiving a man or a church. Salvation is not by receiving a membership in some religious society. Salvation comes when I receive him, H-I-M, capital H-I-M, Jesus, the Son of God. And it says, as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the children of God, even to them that believe in his name. Just as I received my wife when I stood before the minister and was married, just as she received me as her husband, I received her as my wife, she received me as her husband, and when we entered into that mutual contract, something happened and we were pronounced husband and wife. It's when a man as a sinner comes to God and receives God's Son into his heart and life and his will as his Lord and Savior, that there's also a mutual receiving. Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, receives that sinner so that the sinner receives the Savior and the Savior receives the sinner, and the result is a miracle takes place. God says, I pronounce you my child. And the Holy Spirit does a work in the heart, a work of quickening, and he communicates divine life. And this brings about the mysterious but glorious experience of the new birth. Listen to it again. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. May God bless you today and receive Christ as Savior and thus become a child of God.